Islamic Sharia law traditionally considers homosexual acts as prohibited, and there are differing views among scholars on the appropriate punishment. It's important to note that interpretations of Islamic law can vary, and not all Muslims or Islamic jurisdictions agree on the severity of punishment. In some countries or regions, the approach to homosexuality may be influenced by cultural, political, and legal factors. But being Muslim, we cannot break the law of Allah and teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Quranic and Hadith basis, homosexuality is not explicitly mentioned in the Quran, but there are verses that emphasize the heterosexual nature of marital relationships. Scholars refer to the story of the people of Lot in the Quran, interpreting it as a condemnation of homosexual behavior. Hadith also address the issue, with various hadiths expressing disapproval of homosexual acts. The lack of specific, detailed punishments in the Quran and Hadith has led to diverse interpretations among scholars. Variability in interpretations, Islamic scholars and legal scholars may differ in their interpretations of Islamic teachings regarding homosexuality. While some may advocate for severe legal consequences, others may prioritize a more compassionate and nuanced approach. Wisdom and benefits for mankind, amoral and ethical standards, Islamic teachings on sexual morality are intended to guide individuals toward a righteous and ethical way of life. The prohibition of homosexual acts, from the perspective of traditional Islamic jurisprudence, is grounded in the belief that sexual relations should be confined to the bounds of heterosexual marriage. Preservation of family structure, Islamic teachings emphasize the family unit as fundamental to societal stability. The traditional prohibition of homosexual acts aligns with the promotion of family values and the idea of procreation within the bounds of marriage. Cultural and historical context. Understanding the historical and cultural context is essential when interpreting Islamic teachings. Societal attitudes and legal frameworks have evolved over time, and interpretations of Islamic law should be considered within these broader contexts. Compassion and understanding. Islam encourages compassion and understanding toward individuals facing challenges or engaging in behaviors considered sinful. The focus should be on supporting individuals in their faith and encouraging repentance and spiritual growth. Legal context. The application of Islamic law varies across different jurisdictions. Some countries with Islamic legal systems have severe legal consequences for homosexual acts, while others may not criminalize them. Respect for human dignity. While recognizing the importance of adhering to religious principles, it is crucial to approach discussions on sensitive topics with respect for the dignity and human rights of individuals. Dialogues should be characterized by empathy, understanding, and a commitment to fostering an inclusive society. It is essential to approach the topic with sensitivity, acknowledging the diversity of opinions within the Islamic community and emphasizing the importance of respectful dialogue.